by holding on the space bar. So
okay, I'm going to start the recording so this can be
okay.
part of it. It's okay. No, go ahead. Oh. Hold it up because I didn't want to miss that. We just won't go on until the time. So
here I'm gonna
go ahead. We're in the third session.
Okay,
now
so this is just backward. I don't know why it's always backwards on my screen. It's the PBR for herbal medicine. It's a big honking thing. That's pretty medical. But this is someone I wanted to mention. She's one of our great mothers. I'm sure Linda will know who she is. This is Juliette de Berkeley-Levy. And she was a fantastic herbalist. She raised world prize winning Afghans for years. She did a lot of herbal medicine with animals. She studied herbal medicine of gypsy peoples all around the world. Very interesting person.
Valentina, would you be willing to put that in the chat so we can then copy and...
Sure, I'll put her name. She has quite a lot of books out. This is Carrie Vaughn's big book. It's called Principles and Practice of Phytotherapy.
hold on. Let's not overwhelm us because...
But I wanted to just read you the subtitles of two of Stephen Booner's books that Jennifer mentioned because they're so magical. And not only is he brilliant, but he has an enormous soul. This one is called The Secret Teaching of Plants, The Intelligence of the Heart in the Direct Perception of Nature.
Oof.
That's who he is.
It's an amazing book. Yeah.
And then this one is called Plant Intelligence and the Imaginal Realm, Beyond the Doors of Perception into the Dreaming of Earth.
Yeah. And he's a very unusual perception on everything.
Yes.
Valentina, if you can again put those two books, maybe, you know, we may not be
a lot of typing for somebody who's not very good at that.
Okay.
But I'll just list his name again. And then these are the ones that pertain to what we were talking about, the herbal antivirals and the herbal antibiotic ones. And those are sort of less mind expanded and more straightforward.
So let's actually just stay on what we were doing before.
Yes.
Now. And Jen, so we started the recording. We were just waiting to make sure that everybody had a chance to get back. And I kept the order. I wrote down the order so that we can continue to share because I find this opportunity to share in this way is very enlightening. So the next person up was Pam.
Pam, are you allowed to unmute yourself when you have two hands on your kitty? I mean, oof.
Yeah, no, it's not allowed. As you noticed, I needed lots of cat supervision today. I noticed there's a lot of cats around. And I had a cat over my liver when we were doing
interesting,
that, which is really interesting. So two things with this. I did notice something right here in my throat working on my liver, and that's where I really have a lot of trouble when I have a lot of trouble with the asthma. I moved. Excuse me.
Sorry.
What can you do? But my color was this beautiful, kind of light blue, silver, sparkly, translucent color. It was really nice.
Who was it? Was it Valentina or Jennifer that said about the color originally, the blue?
I don't remember, but now I kind of thought about that. I don't remember. Yeah.
God, it's just fascinating. I need to know more. Okay. Thank you, Pam. And by the way, I do cat therapy. I just made that up. No, I didn't. in my Feldenkrais practice for the last many, many years, my orange tabby cat will come in and lie on people exactly where they need it regarding their torso, meaning the organs, whether it's a kidney, a bladder, or the line, or the connection between the kidney and the bladder, or a part of the liver, or whatever. And then he lies there, and then he'll stretch his arm like this just to make the connection a little bit longer, and then purrs the whole 45 minutes of the lesson. Just FYI. Yeah, and it's exactly where the person needed it.
It's amazing, isn't it? I had a cat that helped me with therapy too, but not quite like that.
But well, actually, Martin, do you remember the kitty that you filmed lying on Johanna's husband who had cancer? That was an amazing situation. Brings her back. So mm-hmm. The next person was Nancy, was in line.
But I see Jennifer is, do you mind?
I know, but if we don't go that, you're going to.
I know.
Why not? Okay. Just, if it doesn't matter, if they've already gone, they'll say so. So whatever's up here.
Yeah. Should I go then? Or should I wait?
Hello, Eleanor, I'm your call.
Yes. Go.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just love these images that keep coming up, and the heart and the hand is wonderful, and angel colors. That's great. Anyway, I love to be able to see these images. I really kind of need that, and I didn't. I wanted to feel something in my throat because I wanted to kind of get a feeling for the connection, and sometimes I get a little frustrated with I feel like I have a lack of sensitivity to things sometimes, so I wanted to feel that, but I didn't. But the color I saw when Eleanor, when you said translucent, I thought that's what I see. I don't see a color, but I just see this translucence, and it was kind of almost a little iridescent, and just had all these kind of wonderful colors shimmering in and out of it. And I thought, okay, that's why I can't identify one color, but that was what I saw. And when you said angel colors, I thought that's it. I saw angel colors. And another thing about the connections I'm so happy for is that, the liver, I feel like I've had liver issues for years, but nobody could ever identify it. And it gives me another thing to work with and to think about, the liver and the gallbladder and all that kind of stuff. I've had for like 15 years, I haven't been able to eat a meal without just exploding, right afterwards. It took no time at all. And that's a real, that's a real issue. And finally, and the doctors, it's like with their fragmented medical model, they can't see beyond just these little pieces of what's going on. And I finally, went into the shop of a naturopath I knew, and he said, well, as we get older, these things kind of go wrong. I said, I know a whole lot of people older than I am who are able to digest a meal and not have it interrupt their entire life. So anyway, he sold me some supplements, some enzymes, multiple enzymes. And for years, that was my lifeline because before I would eat, it had to be a certain amount of time before I ate. I could have take a multiple enzyme and then I'd be okay for a while. I wouldn't have to, rush to the bathroom. And then just this year, I had a blood test. Several years ago, it was for some insurance thing. And the only thing that was off was my liver enzymes. But they couldn't tell me anything about that. a couple years ago, the Mayo Clinic wanted me to come and do a study because I had been in for the endoscopy and everything, which never helped me. I mean, all of these piecemeal things never helped me, and nobody had any advice. I was diagnosed with acid reflux and with irritable bowel, either syndrome or disease, I don't remember. But anyway, they had no help. Then they wanted me to come in to do a study, but they weren't going to offer me any help or advice or tell me any results of what happened to me. It was just all for the big pool of research. And then COVID came, so I just didn't do it anyway. This year, I discovered through my niece a supplement that immediately helped me. It was amazing. But anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is that these things that will treat big, or that in looking at bigger connections in our bodies, I think there's so much more opportunity to really kind of understand how we're put together, how we operate, or how we can get better. And so I love this, all of these connections that, the heart and brain and the liver and intestines and gallbladder. So anyway, so thank you so much for that.
Nancy, I have to ask you, have you considered finding a naturopathic doctor to go to? Have you only gone to MD?
I found an integrative doctor that I was so happy about, because it was through my normal, my regular clinic and hospital, and they hired an integrative doctor. I went to her immediately, and so when I would have a checkup and talk about my issues, and she would help me, she was very helpful. And she started me, of course, on the food diary and all that kind of stuff, which wasn't helpful because it was broader than what particular foods I ate. Over time, she was able to say, okay, how do you have, I'd say, oh, I've got this skin thing that just came up, and what are you doing for it? And I would tell her the essential oils and the carrier oils. And I said, oh, this really helped. And she would say, oh, good. She knew exactly what was happening. She said, well, how are your gut issues? And I said, I started taking liposomal glutathione and it really helped. And so all of that went into her notes, and it was a completely different relationship. And then she left.
So Nancy, sorry to interrupt you.
No, that's fine.
We've got people who have to go to sleep soon. So
yes, please.
We'll
yes,
move
I'm
along.
Sorry, I'm talking too long.
But yeah, no, I'd love to come back to you after.
Thank you.
But because it's really interesting. Thank you. So the next person is Martin and Karen, or Martin and Karen, Eleanor.
Okay. Hold on. I am just copying.
You stayed there. You stayed in order.
For me, it was the color green. It was a dark green, and it was really filling my belly. It was really good. But the feeling jumped always to the middle, to the solar plexus. And even if I touched here, I felt it in the middle. So it was really interesting. So, but my liver is working good.
Nice. Karen, how about you?
I didn't know till now that I have issues here.
You didn't what? That you had what?
I have some problems here. I didn't know till now.
I touched it
and now I felt that I have I need to have support.
Interesting.
Gallbladder.
Yeah. It was very heavy stuff, and yeah. I'm working now on it. and it goes from the liver up. I have to make heart hugs and then let it out. So
interesting.
But yeah. No colors. No colors, but I think I have to supply my liver.
Interesting.
Now, keep in mind, Karen, when you go to do these touches with yourself, right, then do it in all the supporting areas of the liver and not the gallbladder. Sometimes the gallbladder is a hard worker and it just is rich with nerve fibers because it's a little thing, right? It's like that and it's really working. So it doesn't, I don't know that I would say it necessarily means it's a problem, but it's rich with nerve fibers. And maybe it's also because maybe it is a delicate thing for you. But if it, whatever that is, you don't have to work on that. Work on the support of the liver to support it. And every so often, I like to say cop a feel, right? Just kind of go over to the gallbladder area and check it out and go, oh, look, I'm good. But do that with the elephant seal. You know,
I tried to do the raccoon, but I have to switch to abalone.
Because the raccoon, it's too pointed.
Intense.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? Mm-hmm. And look at what we do to create the support system for those organs that we weren't even aware of that needed the extra support that will help us in our process of being on this earth.
So we can take you can go with what we've got with Denise next.
Good.
You mean me?
Yes, Denise, yes. I do.
But I have to say, I don't see a color right now. it was a great feeling, but not really a color. It was, not light, not color.
So you know what might be interesting is because I attended your talk that you gave a couple weeks ago, which just blew my mind. And everybody should listen to it. The one that you did a couple of two Tuesdays ago, maybe. And with Linda. And you're a mathematician in a way, right? In mathematics. And so I'm wondering what would happen if you start with a heart hug, a few minutes of heart hug, the breath, the breathing in through the nasal passages, out through pursed lips, to give yourself that moment to coming into yourself just in that way. And then the gift of going to the touch around the liver and see if then a shine or a glow of something that could be like a color or not. Just see if something else shifts in that way. I would be curious.
I would try.
Maybe don't try.
Exactly. Yes, feel. Because you're right. When you're a mathematician, your logical part, you're really working with from the logic and the feel. Because what we're having to do is feel with the right brain, feel that,
and so, seeing a color. That's what
the right brain.
All right.
Right. So fantastic. Thank you.
Yep.
So that Razia, you can jump to Razia. We've had Pam.
You need to unmute yourself, Razia. There.
A bit slow with computers and internet and chatting. yes, I saw first a bit of veg, not. Oh, just a sec. I have to turn this around. Oh, yes, just a bit of red. And then I had an image of a butterfly here. And then it turned into a light blue as Eva's t-shirt. Really strong light blue. Yeah. And it was interesting when I first touched, I had a lot of pain, and now I don't anymore. I could hardly touch it without feeling a strong pain. Now
was it in the back side? Because I can't see on the camera.
I can't reach so much on the back. No, it was more on the side.
The side.
Yeah. But now it's much, much less. So it's strange. Yeah.
And did you drink water? I hope everybody got good drink. Great. Good.
Tea.
Tea, yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
So, and let's talk about that. Are you talking black tea or herbal tea?
Herbal tea.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because black tea is not the same.
Yes.
So next we have Harriet, just like we're sitting there.
I think we started with Harriet, right?
Yeah.
I think first person.
I was the first one, but I was going to say I have to go because it's Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. And this was a really wonderful gift for Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, yes, absolutely. share your gift with others.
And share this wonderful information and energy from everybody.
Fantastic.
Have a good weekend.
You
Happy
too.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yep. So we're good to go on the bottom as it is.
Okay, good. So Katarina.
I wanted to say that I started feeling things. I started feeling my liver the lighter I touched when you'd mentioned that. Oop, apples coming through. it was we were acknowledging each other, the liver and I. I just felt this conversation going. And I did feel something in my throat earlier too, when you were saying the color I saw, it looked like a precious stone of the light sage green with some white veins going through it. So it was beautiful. It just felt really
beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Megan. Oops, you muted yourself. Or maybe the system does it. Try again.
No. You're muted there.
Oh. Nope, still you muted. Unmuted and then remuted. You got a shaky finger there?
Look at, and you'll see that the red thing, you're still muted. You're talking and we can't hear you.
Okay,
now you're right. Better? Yep.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I can't.
Move away from the button.
The words, you shouldn't even talk to. I missed half of it. I have a sick horse in the barn and that's really all I'm thinking about. So I can't really be here.
Oh.
Sorry. I did see purple though. I always see purple. But I did see purple, and when you said what I was there for that part, but I missed most of the tea touch stuff. I did a little bit, but and only feel good. My liver's apparently okay, but the other things aren't. So anyway, so I wasn't here for most of it. Sorry.
So Megan, let's talk at the end, and talk a little bit.
Okay.
What's going on? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we're getting close to
Jennifer.
To the time.
Hi. So when I was earning my graduate degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine, one of my classmates had an upset abdomen and her cat got on her stomach and was kneading. And so she called it catupuncture. That was my comment when everybody was talking about their cats. Catupuncture. Anyways, no, I just saw this good green band with yellow coming out from the middle. It was good.
Beautiful. And what I want to say, Anna and Megan, don't be upset. Don't be sorry. Send the knowing that the horse will have help instead of going to a place of worry. You don't help yourself or the horse. And Megan, yeah, while you're sitting here, imagine the activity of belly lifts. This is true for horses, for humans, or dogs, or kitties, not so much, they don't seem to have the same issues, so it's interesting. And you can just imagine starting behind the girth, doing these lifts and holds with your breath and slow releases, and that gets the gut action going again, because no matter what's going on, it doesn't matter what it is, it still affects the gut. It's not just a question of the calling, but whatever it is, surround that horse and hold the light in the cells, and we'll talk about it after. Jewel.
Jewel, are you there? Jewel, do you love me? Okay, going once. Jewel, do you care? Going twice. She'll come back.
All right.
It's Diane Harrell there. Okay, and how about Joy Morris? Oh, wait, Diane, there you are. Good. Unmute yourself.
Sorry, I was a little slow on the clicking. I only was able to do like the back part because there was still, even when I was going really light, it was still pretty sensitive. So I thought, well, I just ate a big meal, so let's just stick with just the small area here. And it actually felt good. It felt like I was nurturing my liver with that part, even though I just did a little piece of it. And I saw the color green kind of encircling the whole liver, and that felt nurturing to me.
Cool.
Good. Thank you. How about Joy Morris? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome.
I'm here. So yes, I saw the color purple, kind of translucent purple. And I just have a quick question, because I have in the past done castor oil packs for detoxing the liver, and that worked really, really well. Have you ever thought about combining that with tea-touch? I know Linda's talked about wetting your fingers with water. Have you ever thought about wetting your fingers with castor oil and doing that?
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, that's a recommendation from my naturopathic doctor. That's one of the things for the liver, is you can just take warm castor oil and do tea touch with it.
Yeah.
Or do the beautiful packs that are, you know, a part of a system, but you can do that. And I've done it. I forgot about that, actually, now that you mention it.
So a castor oil pack is not too strong of a helping, because I think will you consider that, Linda, more of like it's a support in helping
recommended for me for is to help the heavy metals that I'm dealing with the lead and barium. And because it's a gentle way of support.
Yeah, it's good. Wow, Joy, thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
It's always a great, you know,
yep,
thing. I can't imagine that it could be of any danger with it.
Right. And it's a pack. You're not you're putting it on the outside of your liver, right?
Yeah. And there's another way. What my naturopathic, now, instead of using the pack and wetting the, you know, you have to wet the thing and get it on and warm it and everything, you can just it's a thing that you, I don't know how you describe it. It's something that I, you know, just work on and then work it with my hands. I don't know how you describe it. It's not internal at all. It's external. Interesting. Now that I think about it, I'd forgotten that one. I have so many things. So,
yeah.
Really good point, Joy, to bring up castor oil. And
so, Linda, we're coming on, we're a little past the third hour. I'm wondering if we could end with a beautiful heart hug by you.
Yes, we'll do this. And what I would like us to do is just look around and see the experience as we gently, just really gently connect with our whole heart chakra, the whole chest here, and actually work down and gently going down and think about connecting through the whole vagus, beautiful system, down all the way down to under the navel, to this whole beautiful belly. Just giving thanks with every breath and gratitude and really gentle connection with the body, the gentlest movement. And send this in as we move down. Send this gratitude, wow, first of all, into the liver and the gallbladder and all the parts around here as you touch it. And to Eleanor for this beautiful guidance. It's really lovely. And for all the sharing that we all did, all of the sharing. And give thanks to the fact that we can communicate, we can connect with that amazing divine intelligence in every organ, every cell in our body. Giving thanks to the function, especially today, that we focused on the liver and that amazing gallbladder and the throat and all of these parts. And the fact that we have the opportunity to connect in this way with Zoom around the world, bringing all of the experiences that we have. And thank your body actively. This movement of this 1 1/4 spiral circle. Remember, it's like a key connecting in to that universal source consciousness in every cell in the liver, every cell in the gallbladder. Wow. Just go as you move around to wherever you want to put your hands. This is like a key to activate the ideal function, ideal communication between ourselves. Acknowledge, give thanks to the fact that we have this intelligence, this amazing intelligence right here in this vessel, this body that contains our soul. And I thank you all for this time together and for all of the sharing. It's such a really enriching experience. And let's do a heart hug and send it out to all the angelic realms who surround us. And another to our animals. And to our families and friends. Just send this love. And thank you all. We're just like we can send angel wings now to all of us across the wires, across the spaces that we have around the world.
Thank you, Eleanor, so much.
Gorgeous, Eleanor. Thank you all. Sleep well for those of you who are going to sleep. Have a great day for those of you who have day before you.
And our next class is, so this was class 5. Our next one is actually in a few weeks. It is Saturday, November 6th. And Linda and I will come up something good. No, Linda will come up with something good. And I'll fill in the blanks.
No, we always decide together. So, and we'll see many of you on Tuesday.
Oh,
aloha.
Aloha.
Stop the recording.